but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I wrote a column today about Portland's MLB to PDX effort. I went back and pulled my notes from my coffees with Harry Glickman, the godfather of sports in the state of Oregon. He was not afraid to dream big and think big. Really interesting to kind of revisit the thinking he had regarding the Blazers as an organization launching. Remember, Memorial Coliseum sat empty. It had no tenant, no permanent tenant. And this is in the 1960s. The Delta Dome project was put in front of taxpayers and voters in the state of Oregon. The idea, and Glickman was banging the drum for this at the time, the idea was he wanted to bring an NFL team to Portland. And the Delta Dome also would have positioned Portland as an Olympic venue. And it narrowly got defeated, the Delta Dome. And Harry Glickman had this great quote that I wrote down in my notes when I had these coffees with him. He said, "The death of the Delta Dome, the cause of death was small thinking." Because, again, there were people out there going, "Well, you don't even have a tenant in Memorial Coliseum, and it's bleeding cash, it's hemorrhaging money." But Harry Glickman had the foresight to be like, "Hey, we'll address that issue." NBA team ends up at Memorial Coliseum, and of course, hockey team. Buckaroos and Winterhawks, and Harry Glickman bringing boxing. He brought NFL exhibition games to Portland. Our caller on line 11 is Bruce Barnum, the Portland State football coach. He is not afraid to make big plans either. He's got something going on. It is a night of giving that Portland State is put together for the football program. And you can find this, I'll tweet out a link to it, but the Vikings football program is trying to raise some money. And Bruce Barnum is with us here. Hey, what are you guys up to tonight? What are you doing?
Hey, ready to go. Coach to player is the fancy word, but I went and bought something, John. Didn't check the budget, and I said, you know what, we might have to raise some money for this. It's the how you talk to your quarterback, you know what I mean, and your safeties.
Oh.
They finally got it at our level. They finally got it in our conference, so... no more signals, no more hiding them, you know, like the Mighty Oregon curtains, and no more of that. Oh, he stole our signals. Well, you can't now. But they're going to put helmet to coach whatever communication in, and that's the main thing we're raising for. More expensive than you would think. It's not like those Sesame Street or walkie-talkies you find at Toys R Us.
And for people who don't know, like, you know, the rules now allow coaches to communicate with quarterbacks and defensive players. Is it one player that can have it, or is it everybody who gets it?
Well, that's interesting because you have to buy a bunch, you know, in case a guy goes out and the helmet has to fit. They call it the green dot. There's one green dot per team on the field at a time. And it is a penalty, 15 yards, I believe, if you have more than one green dot out there. You can tell. I mean, you'll be able, fans will be able to see who they're talking to, especially on defense. You know it's a quarterback on offense, but on defense, find the green dot. You know, a new thing to look at Autzen or down there at Reeser. Or now you can look at it at Hillsborough with the Mighty Vikes, but that's interesting. I guess that's another thing for the referees to look at.
So you have this event going on, 4 to 6 p.m. Is it an actual event, or is it more of an online thing, or is it in person?
Well, you know, I'm going old school. We don't have a phone bank. Remember, they used to have phone banks at universities. I couldn't find one. They looked at me like I was goofy, you know. We got Google TV, we got Google Phone Coach, we got, well, our players are going to get on the veranda of Stott, our basketball, volleyball arena. They're each going to have 15 alumni to call, and I told my coaches, give them some friends, ex-players, etc. Anybody involved, any friend that might help us out at this university. I've never done it, you know, but why rely on others? I got it. We'll do it ourselves. We'll help out. So it was day of giving. Everybody does day of giving. I went 4 to 6. We're doing night of giving, you know.
Night of giving. All right. So it looks like online, I'm about to tweet out this link, and it says you got 75% of your goal met. You're at 10,000. Go ahead.
I didn't set that goal. We got to talk about the goal was set by the foundation. They didn't believe in the Mighty Vikes, you know. I believe the goal on there is 15,000 headphones. Just the first thing I want to pay for. Initial cost, 44,000. So I'm shooting for 50. Do we do it? I don't know. I can't settle for 15. I got to pay for them damn deals. And, you know, if we get more, there's plenty of other spots to tuck it and help out the program. So
I like that you're doing
it by the foundation, John,
but you're rolling your sleeves up here and you're saying, hey, for people who want to support Portland State football and want to support, you know, the kids that are, you know, working hard, by the way, how are you guys looking on the field, working hard and preparing here in the spring, this is the kind of stuff that programs are going to have to do all over the place.
Yeah, why bitch, fix it. You know, I know the problem. Let's go. Tomorrow we have a scrimmage. In fact, if you donate, all you listeners out there, 50,000 watts of power, actually more than that, 69,000 watts of power. If you donate, you can come to the scrimmage for free. If not, you can come for free too. I'm not going to slap you in the hand. Anybody's welcome. But we go at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Our spring deal is next Saturday, and we'll have, if you want a noodle from NoHo's, that Saturday you can come up and join my kids on the porch, you know.
I love it.
Of Stott.
I love it. Of giving, night of giving. I have tweeted out a link along with a quote from Bruce Barnum saying fix it. I love that. I think it speaks the love language of people who want to get involved, and in some way, in some weird way, like somebody who makes a donation here, you know, you're not in like you can have a pretty big impact making a gift to Portland State football. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if like you're going to give that amount of money to, like, you know, in Oregon, they're not even going to know who your name is. But if you're going to make a donation to Portland State football, you're going to get the carpet rolled out for you.
Damn right you are, and honestly, let's be real, John. There are two big programs in this state. You know, I know Corvallis is having their spring deal tomorrow. We had some recruits through here that are going down there to, you know, talk to the group down there. But I don't know if I'm shot. There might be somebody out there, you know, that says, you know what, I'm going to help them out.
Well, I can see the tally's moving right now as we're speaking on this show.
Really.
Here's the way that you motivate people to give, Coach. You got to humanize it. So tell us about your kids. Tell us about a player on your team that kind of epitomizes the struggle and the mission of your program and what you're about.
Slade Shufelt, Oregon, Deanne walked on, scholarshiped him out of nowhere. He's going to play defensive end for us. That's a guy on defense. And let's go to jump right to offense. A lot of the people listening right now might know the Mighty Crew. Crew Newman, freshman, Central, two-time Gatorade Player of the Year. You look at him, he's too small. He's slippery as an eel. He's playing quarterback right now. Right now, if we're voting, if I got everybody listening to this damn show right now and showed them all our punt returners, you know, they'd pick Crew Newman, just like I did.
I like that kid. He's a local kid, Central Catholic, correct? Yeah.
He's smart, man. He's a football-savvy, little slippery. I mean, he gets out of stuff. He's learning. You know, okay, it might be a little faster here. Maybe I can't try that move, but tough, you know, just pop up. Portal hit us a little bit, just three, you know. See ya. Like what's going on here. Good luck to you. Shake their hand, and we'll get more. There's thousands out there to choose from. So, anyway.
All right.
Seriously,
so,
thanks for even considering doing this,
Yeah. Everybody.
But if not, I understand. We understand. And somehow,
listen,
I'll thank you.
That's not a strong enough ask. Here's the ask. I'm going to put you on hold.
I'm not used to asking that.
I know you're not. You're not. I'm going to say this. You want to help Portland State? Portland State needs your help. You can go to my social media, my Twitter. Go to 750 The Game's Twitter. We've tweeted out a link. If you want to cast a vote for Bruce Barnum and his players and local kids who are out there still playing real college football, this is a chance for you to get involved and give. Bruce Barnum,
yeah,
thank you.
That's better than mine. I'll retweet it, too. Thanks. I'll see you.
All right. There he goes. Just happy he's not dropping profanity.
I think I was six. I think it was six this time.
I love that guy. Look, this isn't a bake sale. Like, this is the new world of college athletics, and you're seeing a lot of these programs are going, the coaches are going, hey, I have to do this myself. Bruce Barnum's doing it himself. He said, why bitch? Fix it. Help him fix it. I have tweeted out a link on my Twitter, 750 The Game's Twitter has it. And if you can give, give. And if you can't, why not just give that a retweet? See how many of our listeners will go to my Twitter or 750 The Game's Twitter and just retweet it. Help spread the word. Let's see what happens. Leave it here.